we're revealing the not-so-obvious holiday strategy that saves podcasters from the December slump.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast.
Hello, I'm Tige O'Shea.
And I'm Anthony Wineri.
In this episode, you'll discover why timing is the hidden lever to growth most podcasters ignore.
How to repackage existing content so it feels like it was created for this moment without losing authenticity.
And finally, the simple remix strategy to close out the year strong, attract more listeners, and make your podcast binge-worthy again. Welcome back to another Monday episode where we dive deep and explore the hidden reasons why your podcast isn't growing or monetizing as fast as you like, and address the uncomfortable truth around what's really holding you back from taking your show to that next level. Anthony, why did we decide to make this episode? Why do people even need a new strategy at a time where things are so busy, Christmas is upon us, the holiday season, and all the rest?
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. That's why. That's why, because it's Christmas, it's getting busy, people are wishing everyone Merry Christmases. But that also means that lots of people, Tige, are really kind of putting their podcast on a hiatus, or people tend to make mistakes that self-sabotage their growth coming into January. So we thought, you know what, why don't you just create a very simple, just share a very simple strategy anyone can do during this time that guarantees you get way more listeners over Christmas instead of losing listeners. So that's what we're doing. I want to make this relevant and timely for you and where you are right now in your podcasting journey.
Love that. Especially the pattern interrupt. I thought we were going to sing a little bit later in the month, but you caught me off guard, and probably our listeners as well. We wanted to share this above all because the story is too good. It's from our dear friend Fernando, who you will know if you've been listening to the podcast for a while. You know that he's many things, a chef, an author, and today a DJ. Now, in the summer, Fernando had a killer playlist that was just booting off at every summer party he was at.
Oosh, oosh, oosh.
Every set had a crowd hyped. You know, people were like hands in the air, phones out. It was the kind of set that really built his reputation as a DJ. Obviously, his reputation is like a chef, and you know that's been there since episode 301 of this podcast. But he was booked out every weekend. Clubs were asking him back. By the way, if you're new here, this might be a little bit confusing, but Fernando is referenced throughout many of our past episodes, and he can teach you a lot about growing a podcast. But anyway, Fernando was booked out because he had this amazing DJ set that was just killing it in the summer, basically.
But now it's December and there's a totally new venue. He has the same equipment and the same playlist, and he drops his signature opening expecting the usual rush for the crowd to explode. But the energy falls flat. People are actually talking, they're pulling out their phones, and this time they're not recording, they're actually taking selfies and kind of texting friends. They're sipping the drinks, but the vibe's kind of dead. Now, Fernando's not used to this, so he's kind of confused. He's looking around and he notices, oh my God, they're the holiday lights. They're strung across the roof. People are wearing Christmas jumpers. There's a bloody Christmas tree. How did I miss a Christmas tree in the background? Don't worry, Fernando, we sometimes have our bad days. Anyways, in that moment, it all clicks for him. He recognizes, holy crap, it's not the music. It's actually the moment. So instead of just playing his normal playlist, he scraps that entirely and he remixes a holiday house edition.
Ugh, read the room, Fernando. The summer set obviously has good tunes that people like, but people are in a different mood this time of year and you need to match that, right? So he brings in some sleigh bells, some little jingle sound effects, some winter sprinkles, reindeers patting their feet over the beat.
And lays in the cheeky Mariah Carey vocals. Of course, he does over one of his classics that he knows people love. Now, here's the thing. The same chord tracks, just a totally new vibe. And within minutes, the crowd explodes. Oh, Fernando, we love you. Ah! That's exactly the reaction that he got. People lit up. They were dancing, recording clips, and sharing it to all of their friends. It was a party you couldn't miss. Now, the question that becomes, what the hell does this have to do with you growing your podcast? Why are we sharing this throughout Fernando's nearly fucking up his DJ set?
Well, there's a direct correlation between the DJ set and your podcast content around this time of year, especially. you might have been making good content all year round. You might have been getting good feedback and trying to do your best to give listeners what they want all year round. And this is the general rule to grow a podcast, right? Make content that is relevant to people. But relevance made timely and relevance that is made in a way that captures the mood of how listeners are thinking and feeling right now is really where the magic happens. And if you've given any thought so far to what am I going to do with my podcast over Christmas? What episodes do I need to make? Maybe I'll make a Christmas special or a Thanksgiving special, but I don't really know what to do besides that. You don't always need to make new content or even come up with new ideas entirely. You can really just make your historically best content resonate right now.
And I think that is the secret right there. The same way that for Fernando, he didn't have to create something entirely new. No, he just looked at his old tracks and remixed them for the moment, those Christmas jingles. It made his set feel so much more relevant, and that's why the crowd went wild. If you want your audience to blow up over Christmas, these are the two things you have to do right now to grow way faster. Super simple. And again, is leveraging the principle Tig mentioned of relevant content made timely for right now. So the two steps of this. Step number one, just reflect and look at your top five best performing episodes from 2025. There'll be your top five. There has to be. And then from that, simply remix that content and think about how can I make this way more relevant for my audience right now. So to make this practical, Tig, let's say one of our episodes that performed really well was an episode about, I don't know, how to overcome stress for mums, right? Let's just give that a brand new example. How can we remix that to make it more timely and more relevant for our audience right now? What's a tie that we could do?
Well, what are our audience going through right now in relation to stress and how they're feeling mentally? Probably a busier household, probably a lot more on the to-do list, probably presents to buy, some things like this. So it would simply tailor the idea that works well to what they're going through right now. For example, how to never feel stressed again during Thanksgiving, or how to manage stress easily when dealing with the busy household over the holiday season. Something like this that isn't reinventing the wheel, but simply taking what worked and making it extremely relevant again.
That's really it. If you do this one simple exercise, look at the top five and then remix them to make them more relevant for your audience right now, you'll see this episode perform so much better because you actually care. You're building a deep connection with your audience. And again, you're making the content relevant for them right now. So look, with that being said, number one, shout out DJ Fernando. He really knows how to get a crowd going. And we hope that you've taken the lesson that he had to learn the hard way so that you can learn it and implement it the easy way by applying what you've learned in this episode. So look, with that being said, we'll catch you on Thursday's episode.
See you Thursday.
And look, if you haven't already, be sure to go down to the show notes and grab your free copy of our best-selling book, Podcast Marketing, or typing www.getmorelisteners.com/book. And of course, what you'll also get is a totally personalized mini show audit that's completely personalized to you and your podcast. Yes, like I've said 1,000 times, this is absolutely 100% a bribe and a way to get you into our world and what we're doing.